Now, is there any end to this cold, wet and miserable weather? It has been particularly bad for the last week or so. And, you know, we kind of put up with it in January. We put up with it in February. But by the time March comes, we're all sort of expecting the weather to get at least a little bit drier and a little bit warmer. But there's no sign of that happening yet. So are we going to get any kind of respite for St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday? Or is there any sign of warmer days and drier days to come? Well, I was contacted earlier by the one and only John Roach. As you all know, John has been watching the weather for many, many decades through his own methods. And he's usually spot on when it comes to predicting what's going to happen. And I spoke to him earlier and I began by asking him, has he any bit of good news for us at all on the weather front?
Hopefully, dear, yes, hopefully, but not immediately, not today or tomorrow. I would hope that for Thursday on starts to improve and looks like it will be fairly good, good on towards the end of the month. At the moment, it's the first sign of high pressure from the south for months, and hopefully it will get established over us. But the appearance at the moment of the positions of jet stream and highs and lows, and that it looks like at last we're going to get some high pressure from the south, and that would mean warmer and drier, you know.
From Thursday onwards?
Yeah.
Okay. But not great this weekend and not great for St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's broken. It depends on, you know, some places we get it worse than others, but no, it is broken. It's broken up to Tuesday, Wednesday. And yeah, there could be some bad periods even you know, in the next couple of days, depending on where we are. It's you know, that if you could miss it, or as it has been happening, you know, it's worse in actually, matter of fact, I think it has been worse to the east of us nearly all this since Christmas. As bad as it was here, we've been lucky.
Yeah, the east got the worst of it, didn't they? And you were saying to me earlier, John, off air, that it's been a funny year, 2026, so far from a weather point of view. Why do you think that?
Well, it's controlled by the jet stream, uninterrupted. But usually, jet stream gets interrupted by high pressure or low pressure on the path. But this time, that's what caused all the snow in America. It came down from Canada through the United States. And we were lucky that the worst of it passed south of us for weeks in January, early February. And eventually then it got blocked and it turned up to the east or southeast, where they got the floods over on the east side of the country. And we were just lucky that if it had got blocked a bit further west, it would have come up west of our mountains, and we'd have got those floods. So it's as delicate as that, you know.
Yeah.
It passed by the south and passed our mountain range. The range has an effect on it, and it came up in from Cork to Wexford, up to Dublin, up to southeast. So you know, that very rare thing that the jet stream will continue uninterrupted for that long distance.
But the good news is that the high pressure is finally coming next Thursday.
Yeah, and so it should be warmer and drier, and hopefully toward the end of the month it will continue.
Yeah. And
it
John,
looks that way at the moment anyhow.
And John, talk to me about the month of March generally. Is it a month where we could get any kind of weather or any kind of temperatures?
Yeah, well, March, there was too old. March drying was one that you usually expected dry weather, or wanted dry weather in March, particularly in the old systems where they plant the crops if they get the rain in February and they plant the crops in March and then look for a mild April. That's the ideal, but the ideal doesn't always follow, you know.
Yeah, so March can be very cold too.
It can be cold, hard and dry, but with high pressure from the south, it shouldn't be cold. No, it should be reasonable. If you get high pressure from the north, then you get the north wind, and that keep changing all the time. It's Yeah, all I can do is sort of read the sign, the positions of the different weather systems, and hopefully to interpret what way they'll affect
they'll
each
go.
Other.
Yeah, you know? And am I right in saying, John, that April of last year was a particularly good month? We had very warm, dry weather in April.
The top day of April broke a record for April, which means nothing because if it came a day later, it wouldn't break any record because it would be May, you know.
Exactly.
It was an unusual. It was early summer, you know, and it wasn't great. Then later in the year, it was bad in September, which it came fairly good October, November again for a while. But we're getting a lot of rain in these years, you know.
Okay. Well, look, at least there's a little bit of good weather on the horizon. So
hopefully,
finally, you know, anyone involved in the St. Patrick's Day parade or going to one, wrap up well.
Bring your coat, it's
and the umbrella.
And the umbrella, yeah.
Lovely, John.
You have been warned.
Yeah, you have been warned. Listen, great to talk to you, John. Thanks a million for that.
Right, okay, take care.
So there you have it. Not so hot for the next few days or for St. Patrick's Day. Lots of showers around the place and still a bit chilly. But the good news is from Thursday on, it looks like there's a ridge of high pressure coming in over the southwest and things are going to get warmer and drier. So fingers crossed that John Roach is right. And you know what? He usually is.